Alamo advances 17-acre commercial development to expand tax base and create jobs. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. Alamo, Texas, Alamo Mayor J.R. Garza said the city's acquisition of a 17-acre property near Tower Road and the expressway is intended to position the city for long-term economic growth by creating a commercial development that expands the tax base, generates jobs, and provides new retail and dining opportunities. In an exclusive interview, Garza said the property was purchased through the Alamo Economic Development Corporation, AEDC, because of its strategic location along the expressway. The city purchased the property because of its strategic location along the expressway, Garza said. It gives Alamo the opportunity to control its own economic future by creating a premier commercial development that expands our tax base, creates jobs, and provides new shopping and dining opportunities for our residents. Garza said the purchase price and funding are public records that were approved through the appropriate public process. He added that any remaining financial obligations associated with the acquisition are being managed through the approved financing structure. The mayor said the city's vision is to develop a commercial destination that serves Alamo residents while attracting visitors from across the Rio Grande Valley. The final mix of businesses will depend on market demand and developer interest. We are open to multiple opportunities, including national retailers, restaurants, entertainment, hospitality, and complementary commercial development, Garza said. Our goal is to recruit businesses that strengthen Alamo's economy and improve quality of life. Before construction can begin, the project will require infrastructure improvements, including roadway access, drainage, water, wastewater, and utility extensions. Garza said engineering work is underway to determine the project's specific infrastructure needs and that site preparation costs are still being finalized. Garza confirmed that city officials and the AEDC have held discussions with multiple developers and commercial interests. However, he said confidentiality agreements prevent the city from identifying prospective tenants or developers while negotiations continue. At this time, there are no public announcements regarding signed agreements, Garza said. We will share information as soon as negotiations reach a stage where disclosure is appropriate. The mayor said any incentives offered to developers will be performance-based and structured to provide a positive return on investment through job creation and increased tax revenue. Each incentive package, he said, will include accountability measures and protections for taxpayers. Although Garza did not provide a timeline for construction, he said future announcements will depend on infrastructure planning, permitting, and finalized development agreements. He said the completed project is expected to increase sales tax revenue, create hundreds of jobs over time, and strengthen the city's financial position, although specific projections will depend on the businesses ultimately selected. Garza described the development as one of Alamo's most significant economic development initiatives among more than $100 million in ongoing city projects because of its potential to generate recurring revenue for decades. This project isn't just about developing 17 acres, it's about investing in Alamo's future, Garza said. Our goal is to create opportunities for our residents, attract quality businesses, grow our tax base, and ensure that future generations benefit from thoughtful, responsible economic development. We're committed to doing this the right way, with transparency, fiscal responsibility, and a long-term vision for our community.